Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The second baseman, Larvell Blanks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The DH, Manny Sanguillan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Larry Murray. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKinney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carty for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht strikes out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt takes first base on ball four. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pruitt moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. Kendall moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. Dade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kendall moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kendall scores. Duffy scores. Dade moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-1 in the game. Blanks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-1 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-1 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kendall moves to second. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez juggles the ball. That's an error on Perez. Kendall moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perez for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Newman and he is out, Scott applying the tag. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardi moves to second. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Duffy steals second. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-3 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Melton now playing third base. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyrone hits a fly ball into left field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a pop-up towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheldon Mallory pinch runs for Jeff Newman. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley takes first base on ball 4. Mallory moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sheldon Mallory now playing first base. Rich McKinney now playing third base. Marty Perez now playing second base. Rodney Scott now playing shorts. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-4 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blue, and towards Perez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball towards center. Dade settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dade. Perez moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Manny Sanguillan. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Tyrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb pinch hits for Sheldon Mallory. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Tabb now playing first base. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pruitt hits a line drive towards third. McKinney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hosley strikes out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern fires to first and has Scott trapped. There's the throw to Duffy, who tags Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney juggles the ball. That's an error on McKinney. Date moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-5 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-4 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Date, who is chasing the ball. Perez reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Page is walked intentionally. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Page moves to second. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tyrone is walked intentionally. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-4 in the game. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Bear now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-to-4, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 4 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Murray steals second. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hosley hits a fly ball into left field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive towards short. Duffy catches it and throws to second to double up Murray. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.